2. Light and a hunger. For meat, yes, but also for something more. Leaving her web, she traveled along the rough that stretched out over world until she reached a place where the piece of above world had crashed into world. The dark wet still sang inside her, almost too quiet to feel, but it was enough to guide her to more of the dark wet. Fixing an anchor thread to the rough, she spun out silk. The world trembled with anger. The air quivered with grief and despair and longing. Her legs touched the piece of above world, hard, like the something that had struck her web. Moving cautiously, she found a place where the hard was torn away, revealing meat and the dark wet. After consuming as much of the dark wet as she could, she sank her fangs into meat and pumped her venom into the spot. It would only liquefy a tiny bit of meat, but that tiny bit would feed her well. So she spun a web as close as she could to the meat and the dark wet that seeped over the meat. 3. In dreams, she unfurled her wings and sailed through the darkness, a vastness that was outside the body, and yet the body became its vessel, a power reached by heart and mind and spirit. Through it flowed the whispers of creation and the silence of destruction. Her race had spiraled down its chasms and canyons and strange abysses for years beyond memory, and had understood that they would never understand this place that was, and wasn't, a place. In dreams, the vision of webs shining in the darkness hadn't dazzled and overwhelmed her mind, hadn't blinded her to the danger of the storm, and she had reached the caves on this island that she had chosen as her final resting place. But the wounds received because of the storm were fatal, and the caves were too far away. No, not quite true. She could have used her power to shift her broken body to the caves, but she felt a small tug, a small promise that her unique gift would not be lost if she remained where she was. So in a dream that was more than a dream, she sent her last vision to her mother, Draka, showing her queen how the new caretakers of the world would be able to travel safely through the darkness, shimmering, colored webs of power stretched through that vastness, pathways that could be reached from the realms. She could not say why the beautiful symmetry of the web resonated so strongly inside her, but the image didn't fade from her mind, despite the agony that clawed at her flesh. Nor could she say why, as she drifted between visions and dreams, she felt certain there was something nearby, something small and golden that would be able to hold her particular gift. She would have enough time, just enough time, if this potential weaver wanted what she had to give. 4. Light time, day. Dark time, night. Above world, sky. Rough, tree. Hard, scale. Dark wet, blood. Meat, sorrow. Pain, longing, need, hope. Dragon, she, spider. Small, golden. Momentarily distracted by the strange thoughts, the spider returned to her housekeeping, rolled up the tattered remains of her old web, along with the discarded prey, then spun a fresh web. She did not spin in order to catch prey. She spun to keep other things away from the flesh that not only fed her body, but sang